Shit, what took this bitch so long to die? She looks way too clean to be from around here. I've never seen one of these skin-tight suits before. The material is nice, but her bony ass sure as hell wasn't making it work. The rest of you, look for more survivors. This might be an interesting haul we're looking at tonight. Great, another loot dispenser to kill. Hey, asshole! I'm sick and tired of the run and scream routine. If you stop running, I might let you off easy. That's right. Slow down, and I'll only take your stuff. But at least you'll live. Wow. I didn't think that would actually work. You're a fucking idiot. Hey, someone take this gullible prick back to camp. I want him in my tent. Perfect. Time to get up. Wakey, wakey, sweetheart. Hey, I said wake up! Hello, you there? Look, I know your head is still ringing, and you can't move too well on account of being chained to a wall, but I have some questions for you. Depending on how this goes, I may either have a proposition for you, or my gang is going to turn you into a human pincushion like we did to your little friend over there. Are you crying? What the fuck is wrong with you? Maybe the rumors are right. You underdwellers really don't understand how the world works above ground. I think I'll give you a taste. Let me just prop your friend up here. Like so. Is reality kicking in for you yet? As soon as you came onto our turf, you were at our mercy. And perhaps now you want to die, seeing as how this bitch bit the bullet. Well, bullets. Plural. But we can't have that, no can we? Answer. Me. That's right. No, we cannot. Especially since what you've proven to me in these past few minutes is that you're an exceptionally weak man. Actually, you're not even a man. You're a scared little boy. You're too naive for this world. So I think I'm going to show you the cost of innocence in the real world. You know what? Don't I kind of look like that girl that you're so upset about? I can definitely see the resemblance. I mean, it's not exact, but I think it's enough for what comes next. You like what you see, right? This is a taste of things to come. My body is a lot curvier than hers. My breasts are bigger and more firm. My ass has a nice round shape to it. I'm not some skinny, soft bunker dweller. She couldn't please you like I could. You must be really fucked in the head, you know? Why is your cock throbbing through your pants, even though this dead girl is watching us? I'm even wearing her suit now. Do not slap my hand away. You teased me with that tent you were pitching just now. So now you're gonna have to take responsibility. You might not be so innocent after all. Your mind might be saying no, but your cock knows what it wants. And you can't stop me from having it. Do you have any idea how many of those guys outside wanted me to do this to them? look at me and tell me you enjoy this. You know, what you're doing right now is bad enough to send you to hell 7 times over. Do you really want to come in my mouth that badly? Look at her. She's getting pale now. Her eyes are glazed over and she's absolutely covered in holes. You came that hard while looking at a dead body. You're a sick fuck, you know that, boy? Oh, baby. Hush. It's okay. Don't cry. It's going to be fine.
Was that how that bitch coddled you?
I am her now. I'm wearing her shot-up suit. While her bullet-ridden corpse just watched me suck you off. I won't baby you in the same way she did. I know you're scared. And the best part is that you'll still answer my questions. So, question 1. Who was this bitch to you? Your fiancé? So I guess that means you're my fiancé now.
Don't make that fucking face at me. I wasn't joking. I said I was her, didn't I? I could always give you another reality check, you know.
And that's what I thought. Now, question 2. Why would a someone like you decide to roam this far out into the wastes with your fiancé, no less? Your bunker was running out of supplies, so you were sent to trade old world tech for food and water. Then your fiancé, I insisted to come with you because I didn't want you to get yourself killed. Oh, the irony.
Did you just spit on me? I'm supposed to be your loving fiancé and you treat me like this? Do not fuck with me, you little shit.
You're a fucking coward, you know that? You hid in the bushes while I was butchered.
You stopped running to save your own skin. You even got hard and came in my mouth in front of my dead body. And now you get bold because you think I won't kill you.
You see why I'm the better her? I see through your bullshit. I won't enable you. You remind me of a younger me. Sheltered, useless, and cowardly. But I can fix you. I've made my mind up. You'll be my husband, and you're going to love me. It's for your benefit, as well as mine. But before we get into that, I do have one more question for you. What would our friends at the bunker do if
we never came back? They'd just send somebody else. Maybe you really are better off with me. Think about it. All of your things have been taken from you. That whore over there got perforated by machine guns. And you can't come back home empty-handed, right? You have nobody but me. I'll take care of you from now on. The right way. But not here. What do I mean? Do you really think anything good will come of you living in a camp of violent scavengers? You're just not built for that lifestyle. You're too weak for it, mentally and physically. This isn't even the life I wanted for myself. To be honest, I could have let you and your fiancé walk away alive in exchange for something of value, but when I saw her face, I realized there was a way out of this life for me. I was forced into this gang when I was younger, when the old leader sacked my town and killed my family. A couple of years later, I gutted this sleazy bastard. And the only reason I even became the boss around here was because the shit I was forced to do when I was still a slave put a major price on my head. They wanted to make sure I couldn't escape, no matter what. Your fiancé looks enough like me that I can get out of this life for good. So that's why I had her killed. So I could arrange to look like I got gunned down by someone who had decided to be a hero. Somebody would probably take credit for it too. And I spiked my gang's alcohol while they were partying last night, so they're not likely to be alive to tell a different story. I'm taking you with me because I need someone to match my story with and isn't likely to betray me. Besides, leaving a sick puppy like you who doesn't know anything about the outside world without care would just be cruel. You just have to be a good boy and love me. Come here. You kiss me back. I think I've gotten through to you. Or at least twisted up something in your head. Even more than it already was. There. I unshackled you. I'm doing this because I know you won't attack me. You know I just want to love and care for you, right? Good. And you know that when I have to do things that are physically and emotionally painful, that it's for your own good, right? Good boy. I'm no longer your fiancé. I'm your wife now, okay? Good. You finally understand. I want to consummate our marriage right now. I need to test your loyalty to me, because the safe place we're going to has all sorts of people living there, and I would be devastated if my own husband betrayed me by mentioning anything about this incident. I want to have your child so that you have no choice but to be with me. I haven't had anyone to take care of in such a long time. And in your current state, I can mold you into the perfect man, and I refuse to be alone ever again. I made you mine. Now make me yours. I need you to give in. Don't resist your urges this time. This is your life now. Accept it. Please, let me have it now. I want you to be inside me. I'll just mount myself up on your cock like this. Fuck. Please tell me you love me. I'm so wet for you. Fuck. Do not look at that girl back there. do not break eye contact with your wife. Look at me. I'm all you have now. Remember that. Fuck. Oh my God. I'm so glad you love me now, sweetie. We're going to have a big family. You're close, right? Just pump a little harder, baby. Come in me. Give me your fucking child. Fuck. Fuck. You really came a lot. You must really love me. But we have to go now. Our pasts died in this tent. When we leave, we'll begin again.